Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Extra Features. This is episode 56. Can you believe it? 56 episodes.
Don't you miss those snowy days?
It feels like it's been like 5 years of doing
this. It's 3 years next month.
Yeah.
and we're changing locations
again. I can't believe it's only been 56 episodes. It feels like it's like 89 episodes.
It should be if we actually got on a schedule.
Really? Yeah, that's true.
Well, we're working on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern.
And always will be.
And tonight's actually a special episode because we have two additional guests in the room tonight who will be joining us and offering their opinions for our extra special year-end wrap-up episode. And I'd like to introduce Karen.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. Looking forward to your input, keeping us in control tonight.
I'm very opinionated.
And I'd like to introduce Deb.
Sweetie, are you sure you're not going to regret this later on tonight?
I think we're going to like Deb. I think she's a quality addition.
Okay, I'd just like to apologize before we begin the evening's recordings in earnest that if I occasionally swear, rest assured it's because the movies bloody well deserve it. Thank you.
Oh, you haven't met me yet, have you? You haven't listened to episodes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Simon gets very heated.
Heated? I say enraged.
Well, it's passionate articulation of a standpoint.
Ooh, big words.
We're going to change it to five geeks tonight.
Five geeks.
Or it was three geeks. Anyway.
I prefer the term fangirl, thank you.
You can be geek over there.
Just as long as we're not nerds. I hate nerds.
I'm not a nerd.
Nerds!
Can't say I'm a nerd. Never have been, so okay. I'm good.
All right. Well, so this is, again, our special year-end episode, even though it's a new year. And we're going to go through our best and our worst choices for the year. And so what we'll do is we've decided that we're just going to go around the room. And did we decide we're going to start with the best or the worst?
The best. Sure, go with the best. Let's go with the best.
Because the worst ends up usually being pretty funny.
Oh, I know. We should say
that. What was your choice from last year, Simon?
Year one.
Year one,
yeah. Oh, guaranteed year one. And you know what?
What?
I think this year's might be worse.
Really? Well, I know my worst one was... last year was Hotel for Dogs.
I think Hotel for Dogs should be Bob's automatic number 10 pick every year. So he doesn't have to think about his number 10 pick.
I bet he's picked a Hotel for Dogs like movie for his number 10 pick.
I think it's Furry Vengeance. I'll even put money on it.
No,
at least it's not number one. I'll give him that.
That's right. Well, it's always going to be number two in my book.
Yeah, number two.
Gosh, I remember
what?
Movies. Remember Gods and Monsters? That was with Sir Ian McKellen. That was awesome.
That was blind luck.
That was just a fluke. Somebody sent him a script and he forgot to read it.
Someone in the producing team knew him, I guess. And
I got $10. You want to do a movie? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well,
go. Start. Come on.
Why don't we start with the best picks from The Intern? Because that's always fun to hear. And then we'll move around the room.
And just for the benefit of those of us who are new to the podcast, why is he the intern? Do you guys pay him? Or hold out crumbs for somebody to
pay him?
Well, we leave, like, lines of cookies outside the door, and he just showed up one day.
Yeah.
And we brought him in.
All the Hansel and Gretel.
Well,
where to go?
I think
the cookies started from Scotiabank Theater and led to Kevin's house.
Yeah. Well, I think it has to do more with that you and I started the podcast, and then Bob joined. But he was, like, because he joined after he was the intern, he was always learning.
Is that why I'm about 120 movies behind?
Yeah.
Because I was four.
Right.
I joined in episode four.
I think it's
four.
Just because you're slow. But yeah.
No, it's called I Have a Life, other than movies.
No.
All right. All right, come on.
All right.
Hit us with the worst.
No, okay.
I mean the best.
Now, the best. Okay, I have a problem here because my top... first one is...
Why don't you start at the bottom of your top 10 list?
The bottom! Okay.
And move
bottom.
Your way up and then build us up.
Am I just, like, reading them off arbitrarily?
Well,
or,
you know, we'll comment on it as you read
no,
them.
No, comments aren't needed, you know. I mean...
Oh, for yours, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of comments.
Well, wait till
you... Add texture and richness.
Yeah. Okay. Number 10. You two are going to... the four of you are probably going to laugh. The Last Song.
I haven't seen it. So.
It's only
Oh my God! Why, Mom? The last song. What was good? Looking.
Amanda Seyfried is in it.
Is that it? Amanda Seyfried's not in the last song. It's Miley Cyrus and Liam.
Cyrus, Greg. Oh,
was it Liam without his shirt on the beach, or was it the Rare Turtles that got you? Was it the Grind or the Rare Turtles theme?
No, it wasn't the
or
Rare.
Or was it Greg Kinnear kicking the bucket at the end of the movie because we out he didn't burn down the church? Which part of it brought it up for you?
I think he loves Miley Cyrus.
Like she's not.
Love this movie. It's my favorite movie.
Was it after the bong thing when she's doing the bong?
Do you find her giant gummy mouth to be just oddly fascinating somehow?
No, I just enjoyed the movie as a whole. Something.
Okay, number nine.
Okay, number nine. Red.
No issues.
Interesting.
Red
yep.
was fun.
Prince of Persia.
Really?
Oh, really?
An average plane.
I wish I could go back in time and not watch it.
Like, really? Prince of Persia? Was it Jake Gyllenhaal in his hot tights? Like, I don't get that one. Gemma Arterton?
I found the movie interesting.
It was very interesting. Bad, maybe, but not really. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Debbie, all right?
I've seen that one. Seven.
Wrong.
The Town.
Seth Rogen. Town's excellent. I'll give it a Town.
Yeah, I want to see that. Actually, I haven't seen it.
What? Yeah. And you guys complained to me about not seeing Shakespeare in Love?
Town is recent.
Several years old. I mean, get with the program.
Yeah.
Where if I could find it, I would.
All right. Sorry. What was your next
Town?
One?
Town. Good choice. I'll give you that.
Okay. Six. I'm just waiting for this one. Easy A.
Great choice.
Woo!
Awesome movie.
Thank you.
I haven't seen it yet, but it is on the to-watch pile.
Where was she last episode?
She hasn't heard your review of last episode.
Oh, she needs to be here.
I liked Easy A. I thought it was the dialogue was great.
With Easy A, it's fine.
All right. Now, here's my problem. The top five could be interchangeable because they're all good. Iron Man 2 is number five.
Yeah, it didn't make my top ten.
Is that your opinion or the king or
exactly
the condiment
bottle?
Has spoken.
Ketchup bottle. Let's not think our listeners are being rude.
I thought Simon had the squirts there.
I did actually. Oh, okay. I heard Iron Man 2 in a sentence.
It's a good thing I had the leather couches. No. They wipe easy.
Number four, The King's Speech.
Yes,
and that's a good one.
Three, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
You want to go camping?
Harry Potter.
The camping movie. Let's all go camping for 2 hours. Maybe I'll find this.
But it's well shot.
I think it's not number one or
two. Is Dobby? Dobby loves Harry Potter.
Dobby must save Harry Potter.
Is that why you like that movie? Because Dobby must save Harry Potter? Yeah. He brought his ice cream for Harry Potter.
Yeah. For those of you who didn't attend last episode, we had like a 20-minute Dobby imitation fest.
Dobby loves Harry Potter. Did Hermione bring prophylactics again?
Dobby loves Harry Potter's ass.
Where's Harry Potter's pants?
Well, I was just going to say that I just kept waiting for something, anything to happen.
Nothing. They're camping. Nothing happens camping. You don't talk about camping.
It's like an unusually boring British film about a really bad summer vacation, only there's no summer. There's no color either. It's like, is this a black and white movie? It's just like, hi, I'm Hermione. I'm out here on the wastelands. I am sad.
Number two.
I liked it. I thought it was okay.
Inception.
No problem.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
All right.
I'll give you that.
Number one, Black Swan.
Woohoo! Really?
Great choice. Okay. Excellent choice.
Really interesting.
We'll need to see that in time for the Oscar special.
Yes, sir.
We'll see it. It's wonderful. I've heard it's confusing. Did you have a problem following?
It's one of those things
problems. I had to.
Did you see Black Swan in the review tonight, Kev? I don't remember seeing Black Swan in the review tonight.
No, it's not on the review list for tonight.
No.
It was just a general question.
Yeah.
But actually, it's one of those movies where it is confusing, but it's in the service of the larger story, and it all kind of comes together by the end.
Yes.
But it's in no way it's no way a criticism. Like, you could go back and see it again and just be watching for stuff.
There are different things you have to watch for. Like, can we discuss this without? No, not till the. Okay, never mind.
That's a rule.
There are a lot of hidden.
There's hidden stuff that you see. Different people see different things.
I think I can say this without spoiling the movie. The entire film is shot from the perspective of the lead character.
Oh, no. We can spoil movies. That's all we do is spoil movies. What are you talking about? You haven't heard me review a movie yet.
Okay, so basically, the subtitle for this movie could be, Mamas, don't let your daughters grow up to be ballerinas. Unless, of course, you're a crazed stage mother, in which case, go nuts, literally.
Fair enough.
All right, so nice list, Bob.
Okay, that was the top 10. I have 13 runners up, but I can't do that.
We're doing the best first.
Okay, next.
Oh, you have runners up.
Of course, I always have
13,
runners up.
13, go quick. If I hear Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2, you're leaving.
Okay, 11, How to Train Your Dragon. Leap Year, Dear John, Prairie Vengeance, Date Night, Eat, Pray,
Love. Back, ball. Whoa, that was
great. Dear John.
Leap Year?
Hold on. Did you just put Leap Year on a list?
Yes, I did.
What? Go up the hill, down the hill. Oh, I missed my car. Oh, I missed the train. Ha ha, isn't that funny? Look, I'm Amy Adams. I'm really hot, but I'm not going to be funny in this movie because it's not funny. Oh, he has an Irish accent. Isn't he hot? Let's move along. Da 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 da. I'm going to break up with my boyfriend, fall in love with the Irish chick. Woo, it's all over. All
right, I don't have to see it now.
And Furry Vengeance. I'm going to wait to talk about
it. Did you say you had Furry Vengeance on your 13 runner-up? Up list?
What?
I heard you Furry Vengeance
did
in a sentence.
Did you say Furry Vengeance?
Furry Vengeance, yes. This was number 14.
What did you like? The Chinese guy for the Hangover?
It was funny.
Like, get you a little chubby?
It was
I don't
funny.
Get...
It was funny. The animals trying to get back at him.
Yes, I'm sending them over to your house and making you watch that movie over and over again.
Yeah, I thought it was like... Vengeance was the kind of movie
on Blu-ray with commentary tracked by me.
That's fine.
So what you're saying is that Furry Vengeance, which is best described as the kind of movie that you would find in an ironic punishment room in hell, you know, for people who actually like movies. I'm pretty sure that, like, the Ninth Circle of Hell somehow involves forced viewings of Furry Vengeance.
This is why people have different opinions, because what I find funny, these two never found funny.
For me, it would be a Furry Vengeance Hotel for Dogs double feature. All right, so Karen, why don't we run through your...
I'm going to let him get to 23.
No, he's got too many movies on there.
When I say 10, I mean 10. I don't know what 23
When he started throwing out Furry Vengeance...
Furry Vengeance
to leave
your hits list, you're out.
All right, well, they're not on mine. I got 10. Number one, King's Speech. Already mentioned, but you know, historical good.
Number one?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see the toys?
It's on the list. It's coming.
Did you see the toys?
Yeah.
Well, let's wait till your list comes up, and then you can expand on it.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Let's hear Karen.
King's Speech over the toys.
Be nice.
Okay.
I picked up other movies over that one.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm amazed that he didn't have it even on his top 10.
Well, it was in the, you know, 20 range down there at the bottom.
What was it? The return of Brooke Shields in a movie?
I figured he was going to put, like, Bitch Slap or something at the top of his list, which was one of the worst movies of... Anyway. Sorry.
Right.
Go on.
Mine are not necessarily chronological. They're kind of just random.
So the toys could have been number one.
It could have been. But I have The Town, also. Despicable Me.
Good choice.
Really?
Laugh my ass off.
Really?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
We are going to...
I want Minions. I need Minions.
The Minions are great.
I have the Minion right here. It's Bob and Kevin. I don't need anybody
else.
I'm
not your Minion. I'm sorry.
It was great. You know, animated movies need to have that adult concept of the humor to
Despicable
keep them...
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me.
And Julie Andrews is the mother from Hell. I love it.
You know, she's good in the mother role in these animated features. She was Princess Fiona's mother, too.
That's right.
Yep.
There you go. Toy Story 3, definitely. You cannot discredit the Pixar Disney people.
Not for me.
Well, you're different.
I'm special. They let me out occasionally on day passes.
More ways than one. Get Him to the Greek.
Ooh, that's a
you know what? I'll accept that one. That's just,
Except it's got Jonah Hill in it. That's
what's me down.
It's got a furry wall.
Puff Daddy's quite...
He actually kind of stole a lot of the scenes he was in, which because I can't stand him as a general rule.
Yep.
So
Russell Brand was great.
I agree.
I think
Russell Brand was amazing when you consider that He was the old scientist in Despicable Me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man is versatile.
I think he's talented. And
he's no Dobby.
Again, sorry. I was told to not mention it. All right.
Like the genie.
Okay, all right. Winter's Bone.
I heard that's wonderful. I've never
anybody?
I am shocked. Excellent choice.
Why are you shocked? I watch good movies.
I love Winter's Bone.
I watch good movies. I'm offended
I haven't seen
you're
it,
shocked.
Who's in that?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Like 18. It's her first movie. This was made on like a budget of like 50 cents.
She's 20.
But it's basically the story of a girl who whose family place in the
Ozarks
has been put up as bond because her meth cooking daddy, who's just a no good redneck, has put it up as collateral for bond. So he's vanished. She and her brothers and her
mentally ill mother
are going to be thrown out into, I guess, whatever passes for the street in the Ozarks. So she's got to go find him and bring him back dead or alive to save the family plantation. Well, if by which you mean a meth lab.
A meth lab.
But still, but it's the idea that she has to go on this odyssey all by herself to find out what's happened to her father. And
It's she's the adult in this role. She's the mother for her siblings. She's, you know, making sure they have food they can eat. You know, she skins a squirrel so they can make stew. Kind of gritty.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. The kids are all right. Golden Globe winner for Annette Bening.
Very dull.
I liked that it gave you a family. It showed you a family that wasn't dysfunctional. It was just...
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't dysfunctional.
Well, every family has their issues.
Really? Every family in the family has someone leaving their family going to screw somebody else? That's not dysfunctional?
No, but I think what it showed is it showed that, you know, two lesbians raised a family.
That wasn't my issue with the movie. I just thought it was very bland.
No, I liked it.
Okay.
I liked it. I didn't say...
I want to go see it.
It's out on DVD.
I guess Furry Vengeance was taking up too much of your time.
Yeah.
But did Dobie not bring Bob? Kids are all right. Dobie, get right on that. Dobie in the woods with Harry Potter using green. He'll be right
back. Are you finished anytime soon? Karen would like to complete her top 10.
Can we edit this podcast after recording it?
No.
Yeah. Oh, I thought editing was a must.
I don't have time.
Okay. All right, rounding out my list, The Social Network.
Sure.
Yes.
Which I liked. It wasn't... Going into it, I thought, it was just going to be a movie about people using computers, but it really captured the way communication as a whole is how we do it.
Don't be like a computer, Harry Potter.
Okay, enough with the documentation.
All right. And the
really?
Last one, which I'm not sure it's come out in wide release yet because I did see it at the film festival, The Debt with Helen Mirren and Sam Worthington.
The Dead?
The Debt.
Not out yet.
Not out yet.
I haven't seen
that. No, I haven't heard of that one yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was supposed to. It had like a Christmas Day release. Must have been pushed back.
Well, you know how the distribution, especially with independent movies, can be kind of.
Yeah. But I highly recommend it when it's out there. Very good revenge. Good revenge movie.
Okay. A good.
Yes.
So these are your top 10.
Those are my top 10.
Actually, solid choices all.
Thank you.
Oh, am I not talking closely enough? Hey, I'm a rookie.
We're newbies.
Yes.
Cav, you up or am I up?
Okay, now, just before I start, I didn't even try to rank these. These are all amazing movies, and I love them all. And, I mean, I can probably pick three favorites, and I'll do that at the end. But in no particular order, Toy Story 3.
Yay!
My God.
No comment.
I sat at that movie with my mouth hanging open, like the scene where they are in the incinerator. I actually thought I was going to dislocate my jaw. I was so dumbfounded because never before in a Disney Pixar product have toys been forced to the existential consideration of we're going to die.
Life after death.
Yes. I mean, it was... probably the single most spiritual moment I had at the movies because they were so brave. They just held hands, embraced, and they were ready. And I mean, holy crow, that was quite the movie. Shut up. I will hurt you.
Can I watch?
Do I look weird?
It's hard to tell. You're sort of chewing. Anyway, next.
I'm just saying Dobby can help the Doors.
Enough with the fucking Dobby already. Some of us have functioning frontal lobes. Anywho, next we have Inception. Inception is one of those movies where I would go see it again and again and
again.
I
agree.
I think it's one of those movies, it's intelligently written, it's got a strong cast, but most importantly, there's a really good script.
Simon needs a tissue.
Are you having some kind of seizure over there, honey? Breathe.
Simon Nutt likes the show.
So anytime you guys are ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, right. I agree with you about Inception.
Fabulous.
Yes.
And, again, like, it's one of those movies where you can see it a bunch of times and enjoy it just as much every single time because it will reward multiple views. Then there's Megamind and Despicable Me.
Back up!
Love Megamind. I love it.
Why?
Because it's awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Tell me. I'm listening. Persuade
me. Have
you
ever seen any other movie employ Guns N' Roses recording of Welcome to the Jungle in a diegetic usage that is so perfectly in context?
No.
No? Aw. Poor Widdle Pumpkin. Did we miss the glory days of hair metal? I think so.
Oh, pop shot.
Ooh, oh, man. A fighter. This is what this
Toby's
is what this
getting
needs.
Upset.
Rather than me giving up, this is what this needs. I love it. Keeper!
I can't wait for the Despicable Me.
Keep Karen, too.
Oh, no,
listen, Furry Vengeance, you're about to find some Furry Vengeance. As I shave your head in the hair metal way.
But Axl Rose never shaved his head. It was large and tangly, and then he sort of went with the hair implant look. Anywho, Megamind was wonderful. Great writing. Great voices. I liked the fact that Brad Pitt was not afraid to be a smarmy asswipe as Metro Man.
He is a smarmy asswipe, so that
well,
should be a normal regular.
Superheroing to
really
be a single
looking
at it. Yes. Yes.
Cartoon.
And also,
that's okay. You can still imagine.
And also, as Kevin pointed out, it's an interesting commentary on the fact that in comics, whenever Superman is removed from the picture, Lex Luthor almost invariably steps up to save the day. So if alternate Earths have taught us nothing else, it's that remove the hero and the bad guy automatically turns into the savior of the universe, which is cool by me. And also, David Cross in a robot monster shout-out costume. Hello.
Oh,
Fishbowl,
yes.
All
Mr.
The gorillas
Alvin
dudes.
And the chipmunks.
And
keep
also,
going. One and two.
Don't be knocking the chipmunks.
But I mean,
Pearly, have you seen both movies?
I have.
Uh-huh.
But I have to make an important point about Despicable Me and Megamind. Both involve villains forced into a heroic role.
And both
role,
are cartoons.
And both have minions. In the case of Megamind,
so,
actually named Minion. That is his
given name.
Productive
like a movie needs minions and no Dobby. I got it. Okay. Kevin?
Holmes, we need to talk. Okay.
Hey, I just want to say something.
What?
I liked Megamind.
Shut
pretty
the hell
good.
Up
I like Despicable Me.
We don't want to hear you. You're out.
Thank you for sticking up for me, sweetie.
No, I'm sticking up for the movies.
Oh, well, fuck you then.
I like her.
Oh.
You're out.
You're out.
We're going to Deb's place.
All right, so now moving right along.
Oh.
Moving right along, we have The Social Network.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful movie, and thank God for smart movies. What a wonderful screenplay. The actors were fantastic, but again, as with movies like Toy Story 3
back
and Inception, it's
back,
wonderful to have a quality
up.
Script.
Back up. You can talk over me all you want, but you're still backing up. Justin Timberlake was awesome.
Well, maybe if
well,
you saw
you know
the
what?
Movie without the crappy
I theorize
background.
That it's like those actors that just after years and years of doing shit somewhere, mysteriously pull out one miraculous performance. Yeah, I mean,
well,
you put Justin Timberlake in a suit on a soundstage for long enough, and eventually something resembling a performance will come out.
I think it's your analogy also, Brendan Fraser, Gods and Monsters. Brilliant. Furry Vengeance? Not so much.
No. Or we haven't even gotten to Dudley Do-Right. What the hell?
Oh.
Or George of the Jungle?
George of the Jungle, yeah.
Raping our childhood memories? he's doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but to return to The Social Network, I just think that this was an amazing movie because they
the
managed
mummy.
To make a bunch of people writing algorithms.
Mummy Returns.
Fascinating.
Keep it up, and Dobby's coming back.
Yes,
Dobby.
Well, we'll see if Dobby can talk once I've shoved
Not
this microphone
Dobby.
Down.
Not Dobby. Dobby's in Harry Potter. We have Dobby, our own hell self.
All right. Next movie, The King's Speech.
Yes.
I saw this movie twice, and it was awesome, and I loved it.
You have a lot of time in your hands.
What?
Nothing.
Tra-la-la, I don't care. Now
obviously.
We're moving on to Black Swan.
Yay.
In which it's shown that, contrary to what society will tell you, Natalie Portman at 95 pounds is actually kind of scary looking. I wanted to feed her a sandwich all through the movie. Well,
she needs it. She's eating for two now.
Yes, but it's amazing to me that she actually got pregnant because she was so underweight. And that was in the service of the plot. I mean, it does make sense that a ballerina would be that tiny. The acting was great. Barbara Hershey, what the hell? That was like a scary, scary part. And, of course, the best kiss-off line of all time. You never left the fucking chorus. I'm the goddamn swan queen. Woohoo! So, then, of course, there's Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is a movie.
Why isn't that on your list?
Yeah, what kind of... I thought this was supposed to be a genre-friendly show. Epic fail. Love that movie. Love it so much. And not just because I have Kim Pine's surly worldview. I just love this movie. It is perfect. It is the rare time when Hollywood has paired exactly the right director and exactly the right cast with a pop culture property. There is absolutely nothing I can criticize about this movie. It is pure awesome. Now, what's the matter, dear? Is my positivity alarming you?
Simon is good. You can see... He's like a pimple. His face is getting more and more red as he's going, and he's waiting to explode.
Okay, well,
which is next, okay. By the way. You're like a movie, two movies away from letting him pop.
Well, pop it out of in. We want to keep your skull on at least another hour. Okay, then we have Kick-Ass, a movie I adore. Am I allowed to continue?
Well, yeah,
that's your top 10, right?
No, there's one more.
Oh, one more?
Yes. And Kick-Ass, if only because they did the impossible and got Hit Girl right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, no issues with Deb's list. It actually makes sense. So yeah. Furry vengeance on it. Or Leap Year.
Well, wait until your last pick.
And my remember, these are in no particular order.
That's fine.
My last on my top 10 is Easy A.
Woo! All right.
Come on. What other teen sex comedy involves Lillian Gish as Hester Prynne in the 1926 Victor Seastrom-directed version of The Scarlet Letter, used in context? Holy fuck, this is a smart teen comedy. And not just because they homaged...
Simon, what was your comment on it last week? You were bored by it.
Well, I did not like EGA. Let's leave it at that.
Aww.
What?
You were here last episode, were you not?
I mean, what?
But Emma Stone is pretty. Don't you like pretty,
oh
pretty girls?
Oh, my God, I'm done pretty Emma Stone. She doesn't show enough skin.
Well, she'll... Well,
that had nothing to do with the movie. Like, well, it did, okay. But it made it a little more easy to watch. But the movie as a whole, plus her acting, was good.
Oh, she was great.
Yes.
Because comedy is really, really hard to do. Especially considering... You know, you're never going to get any damage to the frontal lobe that way.
Too late.
Oh, no. Has he gone into his Simon bubble?
I think he gave himself a timeout.
Little does she know I can turn down her mic any time and just forget
well,
to mention it.
Well, then I will simply project.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. So that's the end of my top 10 list, and I'll just save the rest of my disdain and, what's a really good word that means angry and
wanting
to
cause Dobby!
Ice cream, now on silent, Kmart!
Wow, that's a disturbing peek into your childhood.
Go, Cass.
Creature no light. Creature don't like your attitude.
Dobby.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. You alright? Did I explode your head there? What?
My headphones went a little loud there.
Creature.
Let's see. I think this is Kevin's mic button right about here.
All right. Oh. Simon, you want to hit us with your list, or do you want me to do it?
I don't mind.
All right.
Number one, we all know.
Toy Story 3.
There we go.
Three,
number two, Inception.
Yay.
Three, Black Swan.
Yay.
Four, The Town.
Yay. I haven't seen it.
Five, Facebook.
Save social network.
The Facebook. Six, Winter's Boat.
Yeah.
I am shocked somebody else said Winter's Boat. Seven, Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
And how come you guys have not met How to Met Your Dragon?
How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon. I really like this movie. That was fun.
Yeah.
Where is it in your list there, Paul?
Oh, it's only
11.
Nine's Kick Ass.
What?
Kick Ass.
And nobody mentioned True Grit for number 10.
I don't think anyone's seen it.
Am I the only one that's seen True Grit?
No, I have seen it. Much better than the original.
That's you
a
have.
Statement.
I hate John Wayne.
I've never seen a John Wayne movie.
I love John Wayne, especially when he's being an ass.
Well, that's all he could play.
No. So you didn't like True Grit?
No, I did like True Grit. I don't like the original.
I've never seen it. Kevin's the only one I know has seen it.
I think Jeff Bridges is, I mean, yes, he's won an Oscar, but I still think he's a very underrated actor.
Oh, definitely.
Really?
I do. I think he took that role, and he made it his own. It's not this parody of...
Well, I've never seen the original.
Okay,
so.
Well, fair enough. But I don't, you know, he made it his own. It's not just him playing the role again. It really encompassed something unique. Cool. So yeah, True Grit definitely. If it was a top 11, I think it would have been my 11. Definitely.
That's it. That's your list.
I'm fast. You guys mentioned them all. No point in going over them.
All right. Well, some of my honorable mentions were Iron Man 2.
Really?
And Red.
Why would Iron Man 2 be an honorable mention?
Just it was entertaining.
Okay.
Red was entertaining as well.
Red almost made my list.
And Despicable Me was entertaining as well.
Yeah.
Anybody here like Despicable Me but me?
Was it on your list at all, Bob?
I you know what? I wasn't impressed with the copy that you gave me, but then
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then when I watched it on Blu-ray, I loved it. I thought it was great. And
maybe
it's my
the copy I had. Maybe
reacted.
That's why.
Maybe it was on the Furry Vengeance disc. Maybe that was the problem.
Tainted. So, all right. Number 10 for me is The American.
Really?
With George Clooney.
Are you fucking serious?
I enjoyed that movie.
Did you, wake up at the end and go, wow, the movie's over? That was good.
It was slow.
What,
but
you have
I
a big
it.
Crop right afterwards? Clean out all your bowels out?
I
and that's
did.
What you liked
I
it?
I liked
well,
it.
That's a vision we don't have to have.
I didn't, yeah.
I have a serious issue with this type of movie. What the hell? Why is it that every second movie character has to be a hitman? Is there, some kind of hitman career college that I'm not aware of? You know, and it's like, of course, if you're not a hitman that looks like George Clooney, you're a hitman that looks like some kind of mysterious Russian babe. And
nothing wrong with that. Ozzel Hufflepuff?
Yeah, so, because, of course, if I was a contractor, I'd be like...
A lot of vagina?
Yeah.
You know, you could actually go with a Bond girl name. They're pretty slutty. Pussy galore.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Okay. Number 9 was Kick-Ass, which I liked, but it's not a great film. It's entertaining. Number 8 for me, actually much further down than a lot of you, was The Black Swan.
Really?
Which I liked
Get
a
it.
Lot, but there are other movies I liked more.
Okay.
Number 7 was Megamind, which was a lot of fun. We went to see that in 3D. And that might have had an effect on it, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Will Ferrell.
Deadliest? That was classic.
Number 6 for me is a movie that none of you have mentioned, The Green Zone.
You know what? Green Zone was in my top 15. I thought about Green Zone a lot.
It's on my other list.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love Green Zone.
I liked it. I thought it was really
entertaining. Green Zone.
Got such a routine premise. It's like... military industrial complex thought they could cover up the truth, but they didn't count on Matt Damon.
It's Matt Damon.
That's why I love those movies.
I watched the trailer and I'm like, I've seen this movie about 12 times.
It's like Bourne 4 in the
and
Iraq,
I enjoy it
I
every
it,
single
yeah.
time.
Number 5 for me is The King's Speech, which
Excellent.
Is just a lovely movie, very entertaining. Actually made me watch The Queen again after watching that one.
I can see why. Yeah, that makes sense.
Toy Story 3 was my number 4 pick.
Good.
Great movie. very deep, actually, for a Toy Story movie.
Dark villain. A dark villain for Pixar.
Yeah.
You know, Lotso, kind of dark.
Very dark, actually.
Lotso.
And
he's a
villainous character. All he was missing, I mean, my God, I was like, cat on a hot tin roof, or did I just walk into the wrong movie here?
Yeah.
And he doesn't learn a lesson from it. Most movies, you almost think he's going to turn and end up being a nice toy and save them, and then he goes right back to character, just turns around and walks away.
Well, that's why he was so good.
I like that it was that unexpected. Because, mm-hmm. like you say, you had an expectation.
Yep.
It's Disney. It's Pixar. Yeah. Absolutely.
And finding a person that wasn't bawling at the end when Andy and the little girl were playing with the toys again.
Toys.
Explaining their backstory and all that.
Yes.
They showed that during the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And my wife turns over and she says, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm not okay. I need to give away his toys."
But that's just it, though. I mean, and
I can't handle it, Kevin.
For me, the surprise of that movie was Spanish setting Buzz.
Ooh, very good. Very good.
I mean, because Buzz Lightyear, like, I thought that they had done about as much with that character as they could. And then all of a sudden, you know, in what I can only describe as a torture scene, or where they reset him, though. Usually when you see a character surrounded by threatening other characters, strapped to a chair, and they start to...
That was so cool.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is that I was not expecting that in a kid's movie, and...
It wasn't a kid's movie.
And apparently that sequence at the end where Buzz and Jesse dance to the Gypsy Kings, apparently they got some of the dancers from Dancing with the Stars, choreographed a routine, and used that to...
Oh. Interesting bit of trivia.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have thought of that, but it just goes to show how far they've come in being able to just use body language, which in a completely computer-generated environment is quite amazing. And what the hell are you doing, Kevin? Ah!
Continue.
What? He said put it right near your mouth so you can hear you.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
I don't know where this has been. Ah!
I'm not gonna.
That went a direction I didn't. That's
really?
Not a direction.
Really? With me on it? I don't think so.
There's no telling how dark and depraved this could get.
Oh. That's really nice. I can't wait.
Are we recording, Nettie? Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
What edit number do I need for that one? Let me write that down.
That's awful. All right. So, number three, Inception.
Yay.
Great movie. Very entertaining. I'm not sure about multiple viewings, though.
Okay. I would. I would.
It's one you really have to commit the time to.
Fan screening, though? I think there's real potential for this to turn into kind of a Rocky Horror Picture Show audience participation kind of thing.
Inception?
No, Inception. Sorry, I thought you... Sorry, I was... Yes, Scott Pilgrim during the world.
Well, that's my number two pick. Scott Pilgrim.
We were in a little time warp there.
Yes. Well,
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I really could see that Inception.
I got the segue, thanks.
Actually,
no problem.
You know what's awesome is you can take, someone's been doing this online, you can take any movie,
a trailer,
and make it awesome by putting in the music and the pacing from the Inception trailer.
You mean like that weird sort of, what? I don't even know what that instrument is, like that really booming.
I don't know, it's almost Batman, like Dark Knight music.
It's almost like a drumming sound. Yeah.
Do I feel like I'm on a date with these two? Is anybody else? Because...
Okay.
What, the after movie date you're talking
exactly.
About?
Number one.
Coffee.
Best
donuts.
Movie.
I don't know.
Best movie of the year, Social Network.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
David Fincher.
I'm not gonna argue with it.
Jesse Eisenberg.
I'm fine.
Facebook. Good stuff.
Big jump for Columbus from Zombieland to Mark Zuckerberg. Huge jump.
I thought he was good in Zombieland.
No, but he was great in Zombieland, but he's also great as a completely different character in Social Network. I'd be hard pressed to think, because he was the voice of reason in Zombieland.
Haven't seen Zombieland. Obviously,
you'll never look at Twinkies the same way again. They become like the holy grail quest object in the zombie apocalypse wasteland.
Okay, Bob, I'm ready for my favorite part of the show.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
The worst.
All right.
Dobie must hear the worst.
Ten worst. The Bounty Hunter.
Yes, that's a horrible movie.
Not that horrible. That's why it's at number 10 instead of number 1.
But it's still on.
Oh, no. It is
right.
That horrible.
No, hold on. Now, Debbie, have you seen The Bounty Hunter?
No, but I had to sit through the trailer.
Oh, no.
What do you need to know? Goddamn Jennifer Aniston.
I've sat through The Bounty Hunter. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I own it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Why? And yet I still date you. Why?
Lots
of bad movies.
Like I said, The After Date.
All right. Number
nine is Tooth Fairy.
No problems there.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't see it. It's a
horrible piece of crap.
Eight, Hot Tub Time Machine.
What? No. Oh, no. Really? Why? You couldn't relate? Like having friends in high school? Is that the problem?
Big guys in a hot tub?
What was the issue there?
Okay, you cannot say I've got I make dirty hits. That's filthy.
Yeah, whatever. Continue.
All right. Jonah Hex.
No problems.
Yeah.
Awful movie.
Dragon Quest. Not How to Train Your Dragon, but Dragon.
I never. Did we see Dragon Quest?
We saw it. It
I couldn't remember. It was direct to video. We never.
We didn't review that. For
we
the
didn't
show.
Review it.
Yeah, we did.
No.
No, we didn't.
Well, I saw it.
No.
It's on your. It's
no.
You gave me the disc, and it was you that.
Yes. I know. I've seen it. I can't remember.
It's
I looked
still
it
still bad.
It's boring.
It's
really
bad.
And the dragon doesn't show up till like the
okay,
last
the
10
four
minutes.
Of you are gonna hit me on this one.
Oh, don't worry. I got a Diet Coke can coming your head.
I'm glad I'm farther away.
I can make it over there.
Four of you, but Despicable Me.
Yay! I
maybe it's the copy I had, but I looked at it. I'm going.
I think it was
why?
The copy.
I didn't like
copy.
It, so
I'm gonna have to rent it and look.
No,
number four. Why
do you have time?
When do I have time?
Yeah.
When do I have time to rent other movies that I rent?
In between showings of Mamma Mia, put it in again.
Mamma Mia.
Actually, enough, I haven't watched
Mamma
Mia
let
for
me
a while.
Go.
Four.
Bye,
and
bye.
This was a tough one for four because of
no singing tonight, Bob.
MacGruber.
Backing you up 100%. I was like guys it. Running around with celery over their ass. It always makes me happy.
Three, Legion.
Horrible movie. Oh. Awful.
Oh, I looked at it. I went halfway through this, and I'm going, Two, Cop Out.
Yes. Oh, awful.
About that. No, very
awful movie. Very Kevin Smith should have his name removed.
One, yeah. Marmaduke.
Yeah.
Marmaduke.
Back it up.
I should have liked it, but because... I should have liked.
Should have liked
it. I like
you're
the comics.
Kidding me.
I like the comics.
What is funny? Oh, here comes Marmaduke. Sits on the couch. On the guy. Ah ha ha! Oh, that's funny. I should
to be honest,
my friend.
It's a cute comic. It
no,
trans.
It's not,
no, it's not a cute comic. It's one of the worst.
It's horrible. It's like
but
watching BZ.
What did that movie have to do with Marmaduke the comic?
No,
I mean, the comic was awful. This movie is like taking an awful comic and making it.
Well, now we know William H.
Cats
Mason
and dogs.
Money.
In the comic, he's never talked. He's a dog, and now it's like some horrible mutant Owen Wilson thing.
Oh, it's Owen Wilson. That's
Marmaduke.
Marmaduke, you know Dobby? Dobby having party. Come on over. Come on,
hey,
were they playing?
I just want to be your
playing?
Friend.
Let me call 911. I think I'm on fire. At that point, I was looking for the gasoline to light myself on fire.
Hey, I'm Marmaduke. I'm new to the area, buddy. What can we do? Let's be friends.
What for?
Why is that guy so mean to me? What the hell?
It was horrible. What am I doing in the park when the dog doesn't like me?
You need some. You're rubbing your head.
I think I'd need a nice piping hot cup of Thorazine after Marmaduke. Oh dear.
Okay.
Not that you've seen it.
Do you have any movies
I
for
saw
this
the
section?
Trailer.
I do have movies for this section.
Yay.
And thank you. In no particular order.
I like orders.
Okay, number one.
Much better.
And with the vengeance.
Cyrus.
Thank you. There's two people that agree with me. That was not a good movie.
Oh my
thank
God. At least
you.
There are two people that
you'll
saw
see it.
Sorry,
I've seen Cyrus.
The Oedipus complex is never a good subject for comedy. Just
it's
no.
Just not attractive.
Not funny. No.
And
it has Jonah Hill in it, so that alone just
puts
it out of the
way. And what universe is Marissa Tomei Jonah Hill's mom?
Well, she's hot. I don't care. I can watch her in anything.
Yeah, well, obviously the genetics didn't transfer over to her son.
Yeah,
like, are we talking an alien abduction here?
Is he
going to
fit in the screen next year if he keeps expanding at the rate he's working on?
I don't know.
I think he may have gained all the weight that Seth Rogen lost.
Yeah, Seth
possibly.
Rogen lost his career.
Maybe it was like reverse liposuction.
Yes, entirely
thanks for
possible.
Zach and Mary, Seth. Ooh.
He seemed to forget to take the shit out of his head, though.
Oh.
Sorry. All Seth right. Rogen was... anyway.
All right.
Looking forward to Green Hornet.
I'm watching it this weekend.
Delightful. Number two, Robin Hood.
Awful movie.
Because someone made me watch it.
Mm. That's what he does.
He does.
Well, also, too, Robin Hood
hold
is kind
on.
Of a comic
don't
book character.
Don't blame me for these things.
It's
I don't make them.
No, you don't make them, but you chose to have it on a show I was going to
Kevin
be part
does.
Of.
I'm not in charge of the movie list. Kevin.
No, I mean, I choose which go. You choose which movies we watch.
Do
you,
I?
Yeah.
Why are we watching Shakespeare in Love and Who Framed
well,
Roger
right.
Rabbit?
Yeah, there are some that I just ended
Should
up watching
name some
again
other
recently
ones?
I threw on there.
Okay, but like, didn't Ridley Scott used to make good
Made?
Movies?
Yes. That's why it was so disappointing. Give me the mic. Sorry,
so
I need the mic. I need to say this because it hurts me to say that I dislike that movie because I love Ridley Scott. I love Cate Blanchett. She's a goddess. I mean,
absolutely.
And that's not my Lord of the Rings reference. But I just love her, and she was so horrible in this movie.
Death Race 2000, The Dirty Dozen, From Dusk Till Dawn, In the Light of Fire.
Let her finish her list.
I'm just telling you all these things I'm supposed to watch that you put on the list. That you're saying I may tell you what movie.
Second, the original 1970s version of Death Race 2000 is a classic.
Well, I've never seen it.
Continue,
yeah. We get off topic.
All right, and again, in no particular order, Bright Star.
Thank you. I 100% agree
again,
with you.
I just looked at those posters and I was like, why?
It had potential because I love historic period
but
pieces.
But the guy was boring.
He was.
You can't make a movie about boredom.
Apparently they do.
Well, he has consumption. She makes pretty hats. He dies the end.
You got it. That's exactly
That's why it.
It
didn't need to be so long, either.
It was 2 hours.
It was 2 hours.
To shoot myself.
That I'm never going to get back. Never Let Me Go.
Oh, God, that hurt.
Also, Time I Will Never Get Back.
You've read the book.
I have read the book.
Does this book make sense? Because this movie makes no sense ever to me.
The book made more sense. I didn't particularly enjoy the book either, but it was not a good translation of the book.
Because I watched Never Let Me Go, and I'm kind of like, I guess I'm going to, who cares? Are they clones? Are they not clones? It's not really explained.
Well, they are. It's not so much that they're clones. It's that they're created for
the harvest.
For harvest.
Yeah,
for
right.
organ donation.
But it doesn't really go into that till later. It kind of starts off.
They don't make it clear.
And they never made it clear until the teacher tells me, like, oh,
yeah.
Really? And then they never go back to it.
But then,
so I'm the whole movie, I'm like, then they started figuring it out. It was bizarre.
I also didn't get their reaction to being told. Like, would you not be bitter? Would you not realize
they didn't seem
that your whole life was not your own?
The whole thing is they didn't seem to care.
Yeah,
they just kept going on.
Now, again, they are English. It could have just been the famous British Reserve.
Or could have just been crap.
It could have just been...
Oh, Dobie's the clone.
Okay.
I'm so far
too bad I can't describe my facial expression right now.
That would be awesome. It means Dobie'd still be alive, and he could come back for the last
one. We should bring him back.
Yeah. We'll invite him next time.
He'll be back.
Harvested.
The house elf never leaves.
Okay, The American.
Yeah, no problems with that.
I like that
Green
movie.
Zone, already discussed.
Boo.
I love that movie.
No, I just
Boo.
Seen it.
Yeah, we don't care. Move along.
Moving along. Eat, Pray, Love. Anybody?
Oh, no. Horrible.
I saw that on your top 23 list, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Are you fucked? Get out, Bob. Get out.
Why?
Because on your top four, get
it's
out.
It's good. It's different.
What?
It's different.
Oh.
Okay. Have you ever seen a movie like it?
I'm thankful no.
It was different for me. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing the interaction between
Kevin.
Richard Jenkins and
Look, I
her.
Took a big shit. Do you want to come look at it? It's called Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah.
Pray shit.
No,
right.
I'm never
okay.
interested.
I'm in good company then, because people don't like it. Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin will agree with you on
I
that
didn't
one.
Like that at all.
I was disappointed.
Debbie liked it.
I liked the visuals. I liked the visuals, but there were parts of the story that were really WTF. They really were.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We can say that.
Well, actually, I was using it in the sense of just WTF. Like,
oh,
yeah. It's an expression of itself.
I was just saying, what the fuck, randomly. So.
OMG.
No, it should be OMG.
All right. Okay.
Oh, Dobie.
T-F-O-U.
And
sorry.
The after date continues.
Back the fuck up.
Tune in next week for After Dark at Kevin's room.
Oh.
Aww.
this should be quiet.
No, I didn't like Alice in Wonderland, sorry, either. I didn't.
I didn't need to be in 3D.
No.
There was no need for
I
that
didn't see it
in
3D. I saw it in 2D.
And what I also had a problem with was how it was marketed. I know that's not really what this show is about.
Oh, no, you can touch anything you want. Because Dobby wasn't on the Harry Potter posters.
Well, I'm so upset.
Dobby.
And also, can Tim Burton make a movie without Helena Bonham Carter?
No.
Just once?
Or Johnny Depp? I thought Johnny Depp was wasted as the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
I liked him as the Hatter Dance.
I thought he was terrible. Oh, the Hatter Dance? Oh, God.
No. Yeah.
Dobby could do that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to round out my list now because, please do. Also, two movies that haven't been mentioned thus far, Yogi Bear. All right.
Haven't seen it, but.
I've seen it.
That is a movie that's the existential question. Why? Why did this movie need to be made?
Yeah.
You know why it had to be made? So someone could do the assassination of Jesse James sequence with Yogi Bear and Boo Boo. Did you see that?
Boo Boo.
Did anyone see that online? Someone did the whole sequence where Boo Boo kills Yogi Bear.
No, I've
shoots
heard
him
of
in the back of the head. It's awesome.
But yeah, again, it takes a childhood classic character and completely ruins it for today's generation. Completely ruins it. And rounding out the list, Little Fockers, basically.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You're a good, kind person.
Oh, I agree with you. I loved your list.
Oh, thank
what
you.
What an excellent list.
Wonderful. Absolutely. I
good less.
Little Fockers, there was no point.
There was no plot.
There was no plot, and,
look,
you know.
It had Jessica Alba in it. That alone in bed story just write the whole movie off.
The I'm watching you line, it's been done. It was called Meet the Parents. So there you have it.
I'm watching you, Fockers.
I think what you're reacting to as much as anything is just the pure cynicism of the movie.
Are you following me, Jack? Yeah, I'm on the train.
I just don't like things that have been done before. If you're going to have a sequel or a threequel or remake a movie, make it different. It doesn't need to be the same.
Which then provokes the question, what do you think of the Spider-Man reboot? Because, you know, Tobey Maguire is far too old to play a character under the age of 90.
I couldn't care less.
Andrew Garfield's too thin.
He's got that giant hair.
And you see his bulge
in the costume. That must be hot.
Well, I'm sorry. He has this scrawny little neck. I'm not buying it yet.
You know, I was particularly disturbed. I watched The Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer recently. And I was particularly disturbed by the bulges in the Fantastic Four costumes. They were really bulgy.
Is that the Roger Corbin one?
No, the one with the Silver Surfer.
I never want to watch that movie again.
I tend not to look at the bulges. It's not really a thing I tend to do.
Are you going
to
put that on the list to make me rewatch
that? But I'm like, Reed Richards' junk is hanging out on the screen.
So you're telling me that's going on the list? I have to rewatch that.
Nope. We've watched Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
No, we haven't.
I'm sure we have.
No, we haven't.
Okay. Well, I'll make you watch it then.
Oh, God. No. Please.
Well, of course. I can't wait till we review Bald.
For the junk.
I finally finished it.
Some of those movies I gave you, that I wouldn't even put them on the list as something
Fling,
to be considered.
The Great Dick. They're all in the same
great
disc.
Dick.
I have them all to watch eventually.
All right.
That's why you haven't got Winter's Bone. They're all in that disc.
Oh, well,
Winter's Bone. That was a good one.
Awesome movie.
So you put that on the same disc as Good Dick?
Yeah.
Winter's Bone.
Yes.
That's not good.
I like saying Winter's Bone.
You do.
Kind of amuses me.
All right. Debbie, what are your worst picks? And please tell us how many of them we've actually seen.
Okay. Oh, wait. You have movies on your list you haven't seen? You can't put them
on. Sure I can.
No.
Listen, because, okay. Go with me here.
I'm on the after date with Kevin and Deb. Yes, I'm still here.
Let him at least start.
Okay.
I will start then. Yes. And again, these are not in any particular order. But
I don't
like
that.
I have this terrible allergy to bad movies. I'm not talking about awesomely bad movies that are so bad they're awesome.
No.
Case in point, Roadhouse. Yes. With Patrick Swayze as a famous bouncer.
Yeah, no,
I've never seen Roadhouse.
No.
But he's got a mullet. It's great.
Never seen Roadhouse.
Me either.
Blasphemer.
Or Roadhouse 2.
Oh, terrible.
Or the Roadhouse 2?
Yeah.
Damn. Didn't have the twang right.
Damn.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze, bouncer in a bar. Can't wait.
See that now, don't we?
Pain don't hurt.
Oh, dear.
Okay, let her actually get to her list. Okay.
The one movie I did sit all the way through because I guess I'm a masochist is The Wolfman.
Why?
It was a horrible movie. Oh,
but yeah. I thought, wow, this has got a really great cast. I
forgot about that one.
I thought that this could legitimately be a great remake of a classic movie monster that, frankly, has not... I mean, like, since American Werewolf in London, has really a great werewolf movie been made? And I would say
Did you see the original?
American
The Origin of Wolfman? It's not a good movie.
But what I'm saying, though, is that it's the classic idea. Like,
I think you're talking about, like, when he turns into the Wolfman, the actual, like, when all the stuff happens, right?
But I was thinking, okay, we've got, like, misty moors, we have atmospheric darkness, we have supernatural creatures, we've got violence. We've got Emily Blunt. This could be great. Woo-hoo. Hey, it's not every woman whose last name is a synonym for a marijuana cigarette. I think it's wonderful. But they had all this money, a great cast, and they did absolutely...
Oscar winners are in it.
Yes. We have Anthony Hopkins just phoning it in. What the hell?
Halle Berry's won an Oscar, that's all I have to say.
Emily Blunt. Good point. But Emily Blunt was nominated, I think. Was it
Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah. And then we have Benicio del Toro as, quite frankly, the least likely Englishman you will ever see. And I'm sorry, saying that...
American.
Yeah, whatevs. But there was...
Mother was Spanish.
Date movies. These two, anyway.
But there was about 45 seconds in that movie where I saw a much better movie trying to get out. The sequence after he breaks out of the mental hospital in the city of London.
I must have missed
running
that.
Batman-like.
I think I've already
pawned
this. I know exactly.
That could have been wonderful.
I was having
that could
a
have
nap.
Been a really great movie.
I had the popcorn bucket over my head. No place like home. No place like home.
I highly doubt it. You never go to the movies.
I do go to the movies.
Yeah, okay.
Very often.
I saw the town.
Afternoons.
I like the afternoons. It's easier to play with yourself.
Okay, closet kids.
And then now we get to the movies I did not see because, frankly...
So you really have nothing else on your list then?
Oh, I do. Oh. These are all quality, terrible movies.
Did you see them? Then you didn't see them. You can't talk about them.
Actually, she might...
I can think of better things to do with $250.
Okay, next. Kevin, you're up.
No.
I'll be very fast then.
Okay, go. Maybe Bob can be quiet.
Sex in the City 2.
Yay!
The movie that gave us the classic line that I can't say because your kids might be listening to this.
No, they won't. Go ahead.
Lawrence of My Labia? That is an actual line from the movie.
I've seen it.
Samantha sees a hot guy in Abu Dhabi in the hotel, and that's what she says. And, well, needless to say, why? Why? Now we have Jonah Hex, which I agree with you.
Woo-hoo.
All I can say about this is Hollywood, you fucked with wrong bounty hunter. You took one of my favorite characters and completely got him wrong.
Wow.
He's supposed to be a dirty, gritty, surly, swearing, ill-mannered bounty hunter that has
He'd
adventures.
He'd need a podcasting.
And instead, we've got some dude who can speak with the dead. Ooh. And some kind of weapon of mass destruction. No. Steampunkery is... It's a privilege. It's not a right. Now we go to the backup plan, which is part of the category known as...
Did you watch the backup plan?
Hell no. It came out on my birthday. I would like to think...
Jennifer
Lopez decides that she has...
Oh, my God.
He blocked it out. He blocked it out. But there was a disturbing subtext of movies this year about women who, even though they're played by beautiful movie stars, can't find a man to get them pregnant. So they go to the IVF clinic, and as we all know, IVF clinics are perfect settings for hijinks and comedy because there's nothing funnier than getting your sperm samples switched. So we had
another movie.
The Switch.
And you didn't see that either.
No.
So really.
Geez, I only have one life here. I'd rather not spend it.
I saw The Switch. So far,
scarred me.
Nobody has mentioned a movie I haven't seen.
Okay,
for the guy.
Okay, so Marmaduke. We've already discussed horrible crime against cute fluffy doggies.
Probably gonna be crazy.
I can't believe no one else has mentioned this. The Twilight Saga Eclipse. What the hell? Why are these
Never
movies still
it.
Being made?
I can't. You didn't watch it. Move along.
You can't
I'm not a 13-year-old girl or a 55-year-old Mormon mother in a poodle sweatshirt. Why?
Name on. Keep going. So watch that, too.
Okay. Night and Day. Cameron Diaz, Tom Cruise,
it's
a lot of money and no plot.
Just no. It's got a plot.
Yeah, like my main...
It's got Mark Lucas in it. There's a plot. It's a firefighter.
Huh?
Nothing. Continue. I've seen it. That movie
Eat, Pray, Love, Bringing the World Divorce Porn. Hey, ladies. Look at Julia Roberts. She dumps her hot husband so she can go eat gelato in Tuscany, go on a journey of self-discovery in India, and fall in love with Javier Bardem in Thailand.
Javier Bardem, what?
That would be because Christy was having chemo at the time.
After
thank date you.
Continued.
Javier Bardem was
make
in this movie?
Yeah, at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Bali.
Bali.
But the idea is that, of course, all freelance writers can just take off on a fabulous five-star vacation around the world just because they dumped their husband.
Well, I mean, granted, the woman is now a multimillionaire because of the stupid book and movie, but whatever.
Good for her.
Yeah. And then the other two are, of course, Yogi Bear. I ask the gods, why?
Because he's better than the average man.
Hey, Yogi, what are we going to do, Yogi?
He's going to hang out with Yogi.
I'm going to blow your head off, Yogi.
Hey, Boo Boo, that's ever been the average bear.
I've seen it.
And number one on movies of terrible, terrible waste of talent, and The Tourist. Johnny Depp plays a seemingly ordinary tourist who is mistaken for an international arms dealer, which involves sexy adventures with what I am told is a disturbingly clothed Angelina Jolie. And it's all very glamorous, and it takes place in Venice. And
I've seen The Tourist, and it's actually not that bad.
But, again, that's not for a movie that costs $200 million.
And you got the plot wrong. He's not mistaken for an arms dealer.
Yes, but that's just it. Is that so? This woman who is supposedly the lover of the arms dealer wouldn't
she
recognize
is.
Her own partner.
No, you have like seen again. I'm going to disagree. You haven't seen the movie. This one, you're wrong. You need to see it because it all makes sense.
Well, then I have.
And you can't have The Tourist.
So
not a chance.
I have my quickie list of other sucky films. The Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, terrible, terrible.
Did you actually see it?
Leap Year.
So you haven't seen any of these?
God.
So you have a list of movies you haven't seen. Okay, I'm done. Kevin, tell me movies you have seen. You're done.
What's awesome is that we can take this list and we can watch most of these movies.
I've seen them all.
Because they're here. We can watch Jonah X. We can watch Night and Day. We can watch Robin Hood.
Okay, Kev, get going.
All right. So
Robin
we're
Hood
already over our time value for this episode.
My number 10 was Robin Hood, but it got kicked out. Because I forgot about a movie.
The backup plan.
Yeah, so Robin Hood was, you know, a waste. Just a complete waste. We discussed in the movie, the episode we reviewed it, that originally it was supposed to be about the Sheriff of Nottingham, and they changed it on the fly.
Yeah.
And they didn't do a good job.
That always makes sense.
It made no sense whatsoever. It was like Robin Hood in reverse. He's in the Crusades, and then he goes back to Sherwood. He's an old man, and then he becomes Robin Hood. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's just socialist claptrap, where he's like reviving. Anyway, no, it was like his father in 1290 was the first socialist ever fighting against the king.
Yeah.
Anyway, number 10, formerly number 9, is Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I didn't think it was that good.
No,
I'm not saying it's that good.
Isn't that the one that didn't work for me or something?
His daughter is killed in the first few sequences, and he, of course, has the same disease that his daughter has, so he's going around and killing the guys that killed her. It's just
glad I didn't see it, then.
It's just revenge porn.
Worked for Liam Neeson.
Yeah, well, Taken was awesome.
Taken was
really
good.
This was not good.
No, didn't like Taken.
What?
Oh, I love Taken.
Taken was an Arnold Schwarzenegger plot.
Yeah, it was. It was like.
Marco, you don't recognize my voice.
The worst line.
I told you I was going to kill you.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, it's not awesome. It's not awesome. Because if I were abducted, I just can't see my father doing those things. That's what didn't.
But your father isn't a kick-ass CIA guy, right?
But again, though, this.
Don't worry, I'll send you a note to look for you.
But that's the problem with movies like Edge of Darkness, is that it's like, how many frickin' movies are about rogue cops who have, you know.
CIA agent, he relocated. Edge of Darkness.
Well, just for Dab, they can make more Cairo Time movies.
Oh, I didn't put that on my list. Oh, shit.
There's a movie I did not see this year was Cairo Dive. Look at
Oh, damn. I had blocked that
one.
Wait,
wasn't that guy who was the dude who was the doctor?
Dr. Brashear.
Yeah.
Dr. Brashear. Pass.
Next movie on my list. No, you have to watch that.
No, I
don't. If they make it, you watch it.
That's the
thing.
It's on my list. I like Deb's list. I actually watch my movies.
You clearly do not value your brain cells.
No, I enjoy bad movies on a certain level.
Yes, but you sleep through most of them.
Here we go. After
you're not here when I watch these movies. So if you did, you might have seen some of them. Next on my list.
Actually, we've got points for who and points for who.
The Book of Eli.
I'm with you. I hated that movie.
Was really awful. He's fucking blind.
Yeah, he's
the
really
whole
good.
Movie. He's blind.
Who's blind?
Denzel Washington.
Don't you love how he dodges those things coming out?
Martial artist, and he's kicking ass, but it turns out he's blind.
Well, when you're blind, you learn these things.
Daredevil. Daredevil. Other
it's no stupider than every Daredevil comic ever written. And may I add that Daredevil, a red-headed New York criminal attorney, is currently running a Japanese ninja clan?
Not anymore. He's
that
out.
Makes sense.
Not anymore.
Oh, he's not?
Not anymore, and you're wrong. Daredevil's cool.
Daredevil is cool. He has the purple man as a villain.
He is, yeah. One of his villains is the stilt man.
And the owl.
And the owl and the ox.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Daredevil.
I'd love Frank Miller Daredevil.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Frank Miller Daredevil.
Best comics.
Yeah, with you.
That's in course two of our... comics education. As you move your way through my books, you'll make your way to Daredevil.
Continue.
Anyway, sorry. Next movie is a movie we have reviewed. It's called Faster. And it stars The Rock.
I've seen it.
Right. Yeah, and he...
I've seen Faster.
His brother's dead, and he's out to kill somebody for it.
I remember Faster now.
Yeah.
I saw it recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
Pretty bad. Kind of.
Because somebody's killed the leading man's brother.
Didn't you kill my brother?
Oh.
You killed Dobby.
That's a movie.
Nobody kills Dobby. He's cloned. He just keeps coming back. It's like Moon.
Creature.
Remember Moon? It's like
creature.
Moon. Tons of Dobbies. They're all underneath the cat. The
creature
doesn't
want Dobby here.
Stupid men. Sorry. Anyway, Cop Out is the next one on my list. We've discussed that. You know what? I just can't stand... what's his name? Not Bruce Willis. He's bad. But the other guy. Tracy Morgan. My brother loves him in 30 Rock.
He's great in 30 Rock.
Next on my list, surprisingly lower down than I would have expected it to be, is Marmaduke, which was not good in any way. If I had actually watched Cats and Dogs, The Vengeance of Pussy Galore, it might be a tie. But I started it and I turned it off.
Why isn't that on your list, Bob?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
Best.
Nobody gave it to me, that's why.
Number four was really disappointing to me. It was Legion. We discussed that earlier.
We have the
angels and stuff like that. It could have been so much better. Number three, a movie that I'm surprised that Bob didn't bring up, was Greenberg. With Ben Stiller.
I forgot about that one.
Did you actually see that one? Deb?
Okay, that becomes number eight. Replacing
so,
Hot Tub
no
Magic.
Comment from Deb. Continue.
Number three is Jonah Hex.
Yeah. No problems.
Yeah.
Very disappointing. Waste of Megan Fox.
And her giant club thumb.
I've never got to her thumbs ever in my life. Does she have thumbs? I wouldn't notice.
Formerly number one, Furry Vengeance.
It is not number one on my list either.
Truly awful. I mean...
Hey, let's push a rock on the guy and make it funny.
Oh.
The animals are out for...
We put bees in his house.
That's funny.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
Hey, Kevin, I'm going to write this movie about this bit, and we're going to do something. We're going to put something in the toilet thing because he has to go in the toilet. And nobody will believe him. He got skunked.
That'll be so funny.
Whoa. What about the part I got funny? Because the part I found funny. Gets in the van. The skunks are in the van. And they went, and he goes, and he gets out to the construction.
Help me! You are actually hearing a live reenactment of a scene of terrible movies ever made.
Oh, we have to. It was horrible. I can't wait for the stage.
Is it like some kind of horrible ritual to cleanse the pain?
Yes. Yes.
It wasn't
next
that
we
bad.
Get naked and dance.
I'd rather just sacrifice the intern. I think that would be more direct and an appeal
to
Evans.
Yeah, that's your problem. You brought
absolute
it.
Absolute worst
I'm
movie
gonna
of the year.
Pout. I thought I liked Debbie, but...
Hands down is the backup now. Plan.
I'm pouting.
Oh, no.
The backup plan with Jennifer Lopez was quite possibly... Like, I think in my review, I basically said... No, I wrote it on Facebook. I said, if there's a movie in hell, it's backup plan. Oh. It is torture to go through. The scene where they're having... The live birth in the tub,
yes,
in the apartment.
Yeah, I remember.
With the
with
jokes.
All the women.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my God, they couldn't believe what they just saw and the stuff flying around.
Yeah,
and
oh, I remember.
Doesn't somebody drink something or eat something?
Yes,
or
they eat the placenta.
Yeah, I just, the whole thing was just painful.
Oh, I'm with you, Kevin. It was I'm just not denying anything, guys.
A testament to Jennifer Lopez's ego.
Yeah.
In every respect. No, she, I'm sure you don't, it's Jennifer Lopez, you don't see anything.
Ever.
But the whole thing, there was something about
come on, had Alex O'Loughlin who had to sit through while trying to act. I mean, I watched Y5O, he
no,
needs
what,
to go.
What was it, he bought the baby carriage, but you know.
No, it was custom built.
Yeah, and custom built
and
baby
she
carriage.
Takes him back.
Yeah.
I remember.
Fuck you, Jennifer Lopez.
Well, now she's but in a hell-related note, she has been relegated to a new circle of hell. She's a judge on American Idol.
Can't say I've ever heard of that show. Nope.
What are you
what show is that?
Is
that involved? Is that a movie?
I watched the first
episode. I heard of something
episode
called Dancing with the Stars, but
no,
not this
never
American
heard of that show.
Idol?
Dancing with what?
Dancing with the Stars.
The D-list?
D-list Stars.
Is it Dancing with the F-list something?
Well, it used to have
Bristol
a British guy who
something
looked like a bad transsexual.
Simon Cowell?
Surgery gone wrong with... Orange fake tan. It was sort of like
Ian's on the show?
Ooh. Indy.
Ooh.
Indy. Pass on the Idol.
Going to be listening to the show from now on.
Pass on the Idol, Indy. Don't watch.
Oh. Okay. Should we give out the award for this year? Our big award we're waiting
oh,
for the end.
Yeah, what's your Morgan Freeman award or
No, it's not the Morgan Freeman award, it's the Michael Caine Award.
Michael Caine.
For the newbie, please explain what the Michael
the
Caine
Michael
Award
Caine
is.
The Michael Caine Award, because Michael Caine's made the worst movies of all times for the money.
And he's done like 20.
20.
In a year.
Poseidon Adventure 2. Thank you, Michael Caine.
No, Jaws 4, The Revenge, which he missed receiving an Academy Award for him and her sisters because he was filming Jaws the Part 4.
There's my argument. So every year I like to nominate somebody who does movies I'm convinced for the money. And it was a tie this year.
One of them had to be Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, Bounty Hunter, yeah. Thank you. Management, thank you.
Oh, management.
And The Switch, oh, yeah. Thank you, Jennifer Aniston. There's 6 hours of my life I want money for. You owe me money. I didn't sit through that crap you call a movie. You put the movie with Steve Zahn. I had to watch Steve Zahn act again for an hour and a half.
Now,
for the
woman,
viewers or listeners, that was an aneurysm by Schleimer.
Oh, fuck. But number two, right behind
Pimple
her,
pop.
Probably holding her ground as she comes up the ward, Katherine Heigl. Life as we know it and The Killers, please.
You know what?
Oh my God,
I can't agree with you on that one.
Did you watch Life as We Know It?
No, I haven't seen Life as We
Know It.
He also
hasn't
watched
even
The Killers.
Know what
that is.
No,
yeah,
we thought it was
the
other version. I got the version.
Oh,
I got both versions.
I have The Killers.
Why?
I have a thing for Jennifer Heigl. I don't know what
she's
it is.
She's a
I'm watching
beautiful woman.
Average.
Catherine Heigl is a beautiful
Jennifer
woman.
Aniston
stop
Heigl.
Acting and get naked. That's all I have to say.
Oh, that's
no,
awful.
I'm sorry. She got to my house. And
you know what?
I
sadly enough, I like 27 Dresses.
Which was fun.
So did I.
And I liked...
It's Marsden, that's why.
No, I didn't like
No, horrible.
Sort of, yes.
Okay, so now...
What was the other one I liked?
I own
that was
one
recent.
Of those.
Oh,
can I
seven dresses.
Can I do my top 10 list now?
Sure.
While you guys
Who's
are
stopping you?
All right.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Okay, number 10, Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
I had to see this in 3D with my daughter, and we were done the popcorn. I was trying to figure out if it would fit on my head, so I didn't have to watch the rest of this movie.
So what was the audience like at that movie?
Oh, it was dads and kids?
Dads, not moms.
No, they were lucky they got out. Number 9. My favorite comic book character of all times. Ruined forever.
Jonah Hex.
Number 7, starring Katherine Heigl, and my favorite, Anson Kutcher, The Killers.
Well, hold on. We skipped Jonah Hex?
Jonah Hex was 9.
Yeah.
8 was Killers.
Oh, okay. I like The Killers.
But that brings us back to The American. Like, what is it with all these movies about hitmen?
I don't know. The Backup Plan? Help me. Oh, look, he's so hot without his shirt. Let me drive into a tree. Watch me laugh. Really? That's comedy. Yeah. Oh, it's Alex O'Loughlin without his shirt. Ooh, I hit a tree. Oh, no, let's go. Oh, I can't.
I'm so whimsical and free-spirited.
If I ever come within 10 feet of Sarah Jessica Parker, remind me to remind her of Sex and the City 2.
Oh.
Holy fuck.
So how did it compare to number 1?
It was worse.
It was definitely number 2.
I want any time I've ever had back by punching her in the face for the full 2.5 hours the movie's on. Why? I can't handle it. Absolutely horrible. But something Kevin says, Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore. Why? Please save me, somebody. Who decided, I need to green light this movie and make it in 3D?
What's been, 10 years since Cats and Dogs?
Well, just as a note on terrible big budget movies, it's like it's nice to know that we've solved, the problems of child poverty and world hunger, so we can focus on the important things, like getting the Revenge of Kitty Galore on big screen
in
3D.
Number 4.
Well, I mean, in their favor, they're not really trying to solve those problems. They're just trying to make movies.
Number 4.
Right?
It's allocation of resources, babe.
Number 4.
Marmaduke. Enough has been said. Number 3, Bob's favorite movie of the year, Furry Vengeance.
I thought nothing about when it came out in the theaters.
Now, a movie you guys haven't seen yet, number 2 on my list, that probably should be number 1, The Warrior's Way. From Killer Samurai, kills everybody in the clan but the baby, because he can't kill the baby. So he has to leave the ninja clan with the baby and hide out in the Old West and become a laundry guy, because his friend was killed by a gang, so he takes over the laundry. And my favorite line for this movie, are you ready? Kate Bosworth goes, I know laundry, you know samurai. You can teach me samurai, I teach you laundry. Are you fucking kidding me? I could have wrote this piece of shit. And my favorite movie is A Man That Put Celery Up His Ass.
MacGruber.
Why?
Work for me, so...
Why?
Because Lorne Michaels is hell-bent. He wants to be known as the impresario of Saturday Night Live, but also the impresario of turning Saturday Night Live skits into successful franchises. He has yet to learn that, not happening.
Blues Brothers was excellent.
But that was 33 years ago.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World wasn't bad.
19 years ago.
Okay. I think we've had enough of this year-long episode, I think. I'm out of here.
We've revisited the best and the worst.
We have. I'm out of here. You guys all stink.
He's Simon.
That's Kevin.
Yes. Sorry for putting up that our relationship kind of got integrated into this episode, but, we aim to please.
I didn't bring the relationship into the booth.
Continue, Bob. Shut up.
Bob the intern.
Karen, hopefully joining you again.
And Bob, if they make it.
Simon puts us through the paces of watching
it. Oh, and Simon, one more thing before you hit the shut-off button.
I can edit it out, sure.
So, Kev, as I said at the beginning, do you regret inviting me on this show?
No, but I need to make you watch more bad movies.